children could come forward. Well, good morning, children. This morning, I'm going to be talking about the title of my little children's lesson is going to be Following God's Voice from a Young Age. And I'm going to be talking about a boy who loved God from a very young age. And then when God called him, when he was older, to do his will, he followed him. And so, yeah, I'll read my story here, then we'll have some thoughts about it later. But then I want you guys to pay close attention because I'm going to have some questions for you at the end of it, okay? So the story is called God Finds a Boy. It was about 100 years after the flood that God scattered the people who were building the Tower of Babel. We know this because of a baby boy happened to be born just then who was given the name Pegula, which means division, for in those days the earth was divided. It is easy to count back to Ephradax, the boy born to Shem 2 years after the flood, and so find the date. Now the people were moving away from Babel. Some didn't go far. One group, led by Usher, Noah's grandson, traveled north about 250 miles and founded the city of Nineveh. Another group went south and built a town called Ur. Still others wandered westward in Europe. Many traveled to East India, China, Siberia, and perhaps across the Bering Strait to North America. Soon villages and towns and cities were springing up all over the place. Industry started, for people needed tools for building, farming, and cooking. Someone discovered iron ore and started building a steel mill. Someone else found copper ore and how it smelled. And others came upon gold, silver, and precious stones buried by the flood. Soon, goldsmiths, silversmiths were making beautiful ornaments, some of which can still be seen today in museums. Boatmakers were making small craft to ply the Euphrates, then larger and larger vessels to sail out into the unknown seas of the Persian Gulf. Sad to say, as the people became more and more busy, they began to forget God. Just like their fathers before the flood, some of them made idols and worshiped them. Now this is hard to understand, for Noah and his sons were still alive. Noah lived 350 years after the flood, and Shem, one of Noah's sons, lived 500 years after the flood. One would think that the influence of these men who knew God and what he had done for them would have kept the others faithful, but it did not. No doubt these older men kept telling how God had destroyed the world because of sin and had saved them in the ark, and by and by it became to many only an idle tale. Nobody wanted to listen. And as years passed, the wickedness increased, for when people forget God, they begin to sin. 300 years after the flood, conditions were almost as bad as they were before the flood. Think about that. So God sent a flood to destroy the earth because of all the wickedness, and he saved a couple people who were faithful to him. And then 300 years after he saved them, the descendants of those people that he saved were just as wicked as before. I lost my spot here. Looking upon the scene, God must have been very sad. Perhaps he wondered whether it might have been better if the ark had never been built, if everybody had perished in the deluge. But of course, he could not have let this happen, for he had promised Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that someday he would restore all that they had lost, when they disobeyed him. Had he not said that the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head? Therefore, he could not let the seed perish until that victory was won. There was only one thing he could do. Before the world became totally wicked again, he must find somebody who would keep alive the knowledge of his truth and purpose. Someone who would love him and be loyal to him always. Someone who would stand for what's right, stand for the right, truth, and goodness in an evil world. Someone who would bring up their children properly and see that they keep his law. Could someone like this be found anywhere? In Nineveh, perhaps, or Babylon? For both these cities were quite large by now. Where among all the people was there a boy whom God could depend on what he wanted done? At last, his all-seeing eye turned to a far-off city of Ur, later known as Ur of the Chaldeans. There lived a man named Terah who had three sons, Abram, Nahor, and Haran. The youngest of them, later known as Abraham, was a good lad and loved the Lord. Perhaps his mother told him of the story of creation and how God's wonderful love for Adam and Eve as they walked and talked with him. He learned how sin spoiled everything and how God through Noah, his own great, 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 great grandfather, had tried to save them in vain. As again and again he listened to the old story, Abraham had come to love God and decided that he would serve him all his days. This was not easy for him to come to this decision, for most of the people in Ur, including his father, were already worshiping idols. There were idols even in his own home, so Abraham had to take his stand for God all by himself. And God loved him for doing so, for God was watching him just as he watches every little boy and girl today. And when Abraham made his great decision, I can imagine God said, here is a boy that I have been looking for, a boy who will not fail me, a boy who I can tell my secrets and whom I can trust the future of my plans for the redemption of the world. More years passed, Abram's brother Haran died, leaving a little boy called Lot. Not having any children of his own, Abraham took special interest to his little nephew. Then one day came when Abraham was grown into manhood. His heart was still set on following the Lord. He heard a voice speak unto him. He knew at once it was the voice of God. And God said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kin and from thy house unto a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Suddenly a glorious vision appeared before Abraham. He saw what God was planning for him in the days to come. He looked beyond the walls of Ur to the ends of the earth. He looked beyond the present time and saw himself becoming a blessing to all mankind. But this meant leaving home, friends, and the familiar town he grew up in. Would he go or would he stay? For a moment, the future hung upon his decision. What did Abraham do? Did he say, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't? No. He did not hesitate a moment. He decided at once to do as the Lord had spoken to him. The Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. What a lot those few words cover. All the packing, arrangements for the journey, all the saying goodbye to friends and relatives. You can imagine the excitement there must have been in Ur as the news leaked out that Abraham was planning to leave. No doubt neighbors came around to inquire why Terah's property was up for sale, only to discover that the father was going along too. Abraham explained how God called him to go to a new country, but they did not understand why. And when he told them, he did not know the name of the place he was going. They probably thought he was mad. Why should anyone in his senses want to leave a fine, thriving town like Ur of the Chaldeans and go to a place he knew nothing about? But God understood. But Abraham understood. He knew what he was doing. The Lord, whom he loved ever since a boyhood, had spoken unto him, and that was enough. Perhaps he had just wondered what God meant by those words, and thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. For the only families he knew were those in his home and a few others in a short distance of Ur. He could have no idea of the plan that was in God's mind for him to become the head of a long line of godly men through whom at last Jesus would come to fulfill the promise made to Adam and Eve in the garden. But though he could not see what God saw, he was willing to trust him and follow him wherever he might lead. And that is a good example for us boys and girls today. When God says, arise and go, it is good to obey him without question. For God's plans are only for your good, and we may be sure that at the end of the journey, he will have a rich blessing awaiting us. So that's where I'm going to stop reading, and then we can go cover a little bit of the story, and let's see how much you guys got from it. So after the flood, this story says that it was only a couple hundred years after the flood, the land became really, really wicked. Now, can anybody guess why the land became wicked? Anybody? It was because, the story says it was because they got really, really busy with all the new stuff they were discovering and just the prosperity, I would say, that they were experiencing at that time. And they got really busy, and all of a sudden they didn't have time for God. And because they didn't have time for God, anybody want to guess what happened? Don't be scared. They started sinning. Because every time we forget God and we don't take time to read our Bible and we don't take time to pray, it puts us farther away from God, or it doesn't put us closer, which kind of separates us from God. And then through that, they started sinning. And they started increasingly becoming wicked, and they also started serving idols. And then because of that sin and that wickedness, the land became really, really wicked, and it became just as bad as before, which is really, really surprising. And then after that, God was really sad about all this, but he realized he came up with a plan that he was going to find somebody to preserve his word and to preserve what he like to keep alive his word and to raise children in a godly way in this wicked world. Anybody know who that was in the story? Yep, good job. And so Abraham, when the Lord found him, and Abraham also, the story says that he loved the Lord from a young age. And then when he grew older, because of that love he had for the Lord, when he grew older and God asked him to leave his hometown, to leave all his friends, to leave all his family, I'm sure it was hard for Abraham, but it was also somewhat, I'm sure it was somewhat easy for him because of his love for the Lord. And that's why it's so important for us to love the Lord at a young age. That way, when we grow older and God asks things of us, that we're willing to do them. And then through that decision that Abraham made, the story says that Abraham, through him leaving, all the families of the earth were blessed through him. And that is quite something for me to wrap my mind around. It's just the blessings that he received for obeying God. And yeah, it's really something, the whole story. And then I thought of one practical way for us to listen to God's voice, for you children to listen to God's voice from a young age, is maybe obeying your parents. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 6:1 that it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So that's a commandment from God. That's something God tells you to do. And so when you do that, you're listening to the voice of God from a very small age. And Just as God had big plans for Abraham, he has big plans for each one of you. But it all starts when you guys are small and you willingly make that choice to serve him, to obey his commandments, like for instance, the commandment of obeying your parents. And when you obey those commandments from a young age, it makes it a lot easier to obey more important commandments at an older age. And let me gather my notes. And each one of us have that choice we have to make. And it makes it a lot easier if we choose from a younger age, if we choose to obey God from a younger age. It makes it a lot easier when you grow older to continue to keep choosing God. And when we do that, we'll receive that same blessing that Abraham received. When we obey God, we obey his commandments, and we listen to his voice, and we pay close attention to him and our parents, we receive a blessing. And when we receive a blessing, those around us, we can give that blessing to those around us because we are a blessing, right? And so, and one thing the story said, it said, while Abraham was living in a heathen land of Ur, God called him to leave his father's home and to go out into a land that God would show him. And he obeyed without questioning. So that's kind of what I'd like to leave you guys with, is just that example that Abraham gave to us. And it's just really important for us to obey God's voice at a young age, and then when he calls us to do bigger things in life, it'll be a lot easier for us to submit to him. So that's all I have. Maybe we can have a word of prayer, and then I can turn the time over. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we bow before you this afternoon, Lord, I want to thank you for the rich blessings, Lord, of just these children here, Lord. I want to pray a special blessing on them as they grow up, Lord. I want to pray that you would just allow them to choose to serve you, Lord. I want to pray that you would just give them strength to make wise decisions in their lives, give them strength to overcome sin and just to be obedient to their parents. I just want to pray a special blessing on the remainder of the service, Lord. I pray that you could give us all something to take home and apply to our lives. And pray all this in Jesus' name, amen.